Hey, this is Bailey J. You're listening to the You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. Suck my fat she-cock. You know what,
dude? Hey, what's up, you know what, dude-iots? Is that what we call you? I don't even know if we have a name for you. I don't think this podcast is cool enough to have that. Anyways, this is one of my favorite podcasts. Bailey J. AVN's 2011 Shemale of the Year is on the show, and it was so fucking good, we made it a two-parter. So today, you'll be listening to part one of the Bailey J podcast. Part two will be Thursday morning. Part two will be up. It's me, Joe DeRosa, Bailey J and her husband. Part two, Jim Norton steps in to have a little fucking discussion with us. So make sure you check out today and Thursday for the You Know What Dude podcast. All right, what's up? This is Robert Kelly. And you're listening to You Know What Dude podcast with fucking me. It's a special Halloween fucking episode. We got Joe DeRosa, Joey D.
Hey, man.
No Shoulders Joe.
What?
AKA.
Already.
All right, nice talking to you.
Right out of the gate.
We got, it's a special Halloween edition. I got my wife standing over my shoulder. Baby, why don't you sit down somewhere? Instead of fucking lurking over my shoulder. We got,
what's...
I abuse my wife on the show, just to let you know. Just don't take it personal. And today's a very special episode because we have, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I've bitched about her before. We've talked about her, that she's been beating me in the ratings on iTunes. And we have her here tonight.
I never said one bad thing.
Yeah, you said a lot of great
all
things.
Very nice things.
Bailey fucking Jay is in the house with Matt.
Hello.
Hi,
Matt. Matt, what's your last name?
Terhune.
What is it? All right, just Terhune. Matt. We're just gonna call him Matt because that's too fucking crazy to say. Terhune.
It is hard to say.
Bailey J.
Bailey J.
The 2011 AVN.
Transsexual Performer of the Year.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're one of the sexiest dudes on the planet.
I really am a sexy dude. I have to put that out there.
She's not even... Well, here's the deal. First of all, we have to... Joe's here. Yeah. Joe has been... We did a podcast last week. I don't know if you guys listened to it, but Joe was literally smitten. I would say fucking smitten.
That's a good word. Okay.
When he saw your website and then the week before, and then apparently did some more investigating for the show.
Yeah, you know, I felt the need to... look at a few clips.
What that?
A few
that's
clips.
Good. You're invested in your craft. You wanted, you know, to yeah. No. Okay. That's good.
You know, I watched one of them a few times.
Some people would call it research.
Did you pay for that?
I did not pay for that.
File sharing, piece of shit.
Good old
God
fine tubes.
It.
Well, I looked you up on scorevod.com, which I am a member of, and I do own.
Oh, it's good. So they got money. That's good.
I do
as long
own
as they
time
got money,
on.
Well, I got fucking.
You'll
the
have
ass.
5 bucks.
All your videos on there are premiums, and you have to pay extra to watch them, which really bugged me.
I'm a hot commodity.
Yeah. So I took it to the tube sites. I apologize.
Just to test it out. I'm sure he'll pay.
As long as someone's getting paid while I get fucked in the ass, right?
You don't go in the dealership and just buy the car. You have to ride it around. You have to jizz on the fucking seats a couple times.
Jesus, Bob.
Before you fucking take it
home. Come on now. Well, I'll take it right down into dirty talk.
Well, here's the deal. And this is so fucking weird. My wife is here. I can't even say what I want to say.
Well,
get over here. No. Leave. Hey, honey, beat it. Why don't you go trick or fucking treat somewhere else? Listen, this is the thing is that Joe had, I mean, we talked last week. Joe was smitten. And I have to say something, Joe. Now that she's here, right here.
I was a little thrown off because when I walked
you're pointing at Matt?
No. I'm pointing at the door.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Matt. Did it look like I was... You seem like a good man. I don't you know. No, I was a little thrown off because I walked in. I didn't expect you guys to be here yet. I thought I was going to beat you to it. And then it did kind of feel like... It was that same... I mean, I know this isn't the situation, obviously, but it did have that feeling of like a blind date kind of thing when your friend is like, hey, this chick, dude, she's hot, right? And you're like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right,
told her you think she's hot. You guys should meet. It felt like walking into that situation because I didn't know if you had heard all the lovely, lovely things that I said.
Not in detail. I had not, but I'd been... What's the word I'm looking for? I've been told previously that you fancied me, I guess, is a polite way of putting it.
What's not to fancy, dear?
Well, here's the thing.
Did he say anyone ass to mouth? Because that's what really gets me. Was he saying he wants to go ass to mouth on me? Because that's what gets me every time.
I mean, I didn't say that. I actually kind of said really nice things.
Then never mind.
No, he's in love. But here's the thing, Joe. I have to break some fucking news to you. And I didn't tell you this. And
She's taken.
She's married.
I'm married.
Wait, to her husband.
You guys are married?
We're married as fuck.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
This last Saturday.
Look at you, fucking disappointed homo.
It hurts.
Yeah, they let us get married now. It's a new thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, you fucking... I feel bad, dude.
You don't feel bad.
I do.
Horseshit. I was specifically told.
Just for the
hell. Holy shit.
He's sad. Joe is fucking legitimately
I feel bad now.
I'm legitimately
Let's
sad.
Let's get divorced. I feel bad.
Okay,
about
we
this.
Have to.
This I was like, why are they coming together?
Who the fuck
Who's
is
this guy?
Fucking hilarious. So you guys got married.
We did.
Last Saturday.
Married as fuck.
Joe is fucking heartbroken. You understand, dude? I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't tell you.
You kept it from me. You fucking
I had
mad.
To because you wouldn't have showed up, and I didn't want to break your heart. I didn't want to break your heart, dude.
Without the mics on.
And here's the thing, dude. When you walked in and you actually saw her, oh my God. Yeah. Even like, what the fuck? I walked in and I had a little thump in my pants, and my wife was right next to me. I actually turned this way when she walked in, so my wife didn't see my hog have a heartbeat for a second. And I was like, oh shit, Joe's gonna be fucking bumming.
Yeah, a little bummed, man.
Wow.
A little bummed.
Dude,
yeah.
Well,
a lot bummed.
Kim Kardashian got divorced today, so
yeah,
things happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. She filed for divorce today.
Oh, good.
Because she's awesome and she thinks things out. So that's good.
It was a publicity stunt.
I can't fucking stand that twat.
That was.
I'm sick to death of her.
What the fuck? That was their wedding. Was supposed to be as expensive as the what's his face.
The royal assholes. Yeah,
it was a lot of money. I have no idea how much
they should match that money and like give it to children in Africa now because they're shitheads. They're bad.
Why Africa? What about children here?
That's true.
What about
we passed some shitty fucking places on the way here?
Yeah,
so.
let's go to the South. I don't know if you've been there lately. Let's go to West Virginia and get some of those fucking popsicle dirty mouth kids, those toeheads out there, and fucking give them some cash. Let's stop helping these fucking cocksuckers that have fucking zebras. And fucking food at their disposal. They get you kill it right there in the bush.
Toehead.
You can't eat zebras.
Yeah, you can eat a fucking zebra.
Yeah, what's a toehead?
Yeah, what's a toehead? I like
toehead
that.
Toehead is those little, they're just all blonde, just real blonde.
Oh, with the pug nose?
Yeah, little
toeheads. They can't even form features because of all the inbreeding.
No. You mean the ones with the deep eye sockets?
I was thinking of the Middle America, yeah, where their face can't even, it's like trying to form a skull through all the inbreeding. It can't even form a feature yet.
Yeah, right. They always have like a hair lip and they look like they have false teeth and fucking eight.
They're conceived by beer people. They look like they're conceived by beer.
Okay. Yeah. No. This is the deal though. I mean, back to the fucking fuck. Kim Kardashian, fuck that. Joe was fucking had a whole night planned. Joe had a Halloween adventure planned with Bailey J, gorgeous Bailey J. Do you understand where this is all now? It's over unless you get Matt fucking shit faced, totally fucked up that he passes out and she fucking gets really drunk and you can just be like, it's Matt, it's fucking Matt.
Oh yeah, and I'll be so drunk my dick won't work, so I'll be just like being with a real girl. It'll be awesome. Everything will be like all soft and
it's
wait a minute, that's not a turn on if your dick don't work. First of all, one thing we were talking about that was hilarious is that last week we were on the podcast and we were talking, the reason why that you're so pretty and you're so sexy and that it's almost viable is that you don't have like a fucking hog. It's not like a lot of shemales, just a fucking
oh
monster.
Like a big see my penis looks big on me because I'm little. But like it's a normal size penis. It sometimes in photos it won't.
Wait, let's not get carried away. All right, mine's normal. Okay, yours is not normal.
Mine's not normal because it's on me, I guess. But it's relatively normal.
I don't
normal.
Want people to think yours is normal. I want people to think mine is normal. Because I think mine is a little smaller than yours.
But no, there are some trannies out there with these like huge, and these bitches are big. Yeah, they're tall.
Well, it's just
so it's really
it's a hog. They could we were calling it a hog.
Yeah, it's a nice size.
Yeah, no, well, it was jealous. Yeah, some you look at a tranny sometimes it's just this fucking Brazilian uncircumcised
like
just
big snail
fucking has a huge vein in it, like a fucking neck vein in its cock, and then it goes to the left, and just the top of it can't even pop out of the fucking
spaced out tits. It's rough. It's a rough world.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the only reason I'm making money. If I had a pussy, I wouldn't be making any fucking money right now. It's comparison that really helps me out.
Well, it's, you know, if I may say so.
She said if she had a pussy, she wouldn't be making. Yes, she would. Don't sell yourself short.
Maybe.
No, yeah. You're a cute. You know what you are? You have that little Japanese fucking, you have that crazy Japanese shit going.
I thought you were going to say Jap, but like the Jewish American princess thing, because that's what I used to get was all the
Jewish
guys. Yeah. They all think I'm Jewish. They're like, oh, you're like a slutty little Jewish girl. And I'm like, no.
What are you?
I'm half Italian, half Castilian Spanish.
Really?
Castilian.
Yeah. Wow.
Castilian.
And where did you grow up? Let's get into some details.
Richmond, yeah. Virginia.
Richmond. No shit. You're one of those fucking.
And I survived.
Really? Richmond. I used to do the funny bone out in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh my God. I know what that is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, she's not from like the hillbilly part.
Yeah. She's from the.
I'm pretty decent, pretty hip.
I'm from the white part.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you grew up in Richmond. You're Italian and fucking Yugoslavian. What is it again?
Castilian, like Spanish, but not Mexican.
All right. Yeah. You're the conquistadors. You're the ones with the fucking hats and the
banditos.
You're the ones at the end of Apocalypso coming on the fucking boat.
Right.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Very similar.
You're the ones who raped and pillaged fucking Central America.
Apocalypso was a fucked movie.
It was a great movie.
So
you never saw Apocalypto?
Nah.
There's something wrong with you.
I don't know. I got enough with Passion of the Christ. And I thought it was just going to be that.
Dude, the best S&M film ever.
In
Passion
the jungle.
Apocalypto was one of the best movies. They didn't speak a fucking lick of English.
That's part of what I want. I don't like reading the subtitles.
Subtitles are amazing. All I do is watch anime. So I'm like subtitle freak.
That's what you are. You're that. That you remind me of the, you know, the porn cartoon. Which I fancy.
What's hentai?
It? Hentai.
It's Japanese for pervert, actually, little known fact.
Oh, wow. Well, didn't need to know that.
No, I'm just sharing. I'm just sharing.
See, my wife is right here. This is so fucking. Why don't you leave? Leave for the love of God. No, I'm kidding.
Saying that, it makes me want
to
stay.
All right, well, fucking stay. Honey, what you hear tonight, you got to give me a pass. I'm going to therapy tomorrow, so go fuck yourself. I'll give you a little love later, okay? I'll prove to you that I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying?
You guys don't watch hentai together?
Hentai is amazing. There's tentacle monsters. Have you ever seen tentacle hentai?
I like hentai. It's weird. It's there's something about that fucking Japanese porn, cartoon porn that's.
I just got into it.
It's pretty hot. Yeah,
I've been into it for a long time. I love it.
I do too. Some of it is a little fucking weird.
I don't feel bad about the girls afterwards. That's what I like about it because they're not real.
Oh, okay, right. You know their dad isn't somewhere crying or dead.
I can't hop in. I always think the cartoons will. You know, turn me on because it's weird and, you know, it's a cartoon. It's not supposed to be dirty. And then I can't get into it.
Well, really? I love it. I can't get enough of it.
That's who you remind me of. That's what you would be. Like, that's what you're kind of like that Japanese.
That's how I got discovered, actually, originally.
What do you mean?
Before anybody knew who I was, I went to anime conventions.
Really?
You know, like Comic-Con. But I would cosplay, dress up as anime characters. And people kind of knew me in the circuit. And then... someone was like, hey, want to do porn? And I'm like, okay. And then I did.
You should tell them the famous Line Trap.
Yeah, I was Line Trap on 4chan. It was a big deal on the internet.
What
is Line Trap? So that was one of your like old aliases.
They called
Wikipedia.
Me Line Trap. Basically, a trap is, okay, do you remember in Star Wars, Admiral Akbar says, it's a trap. And it's like a thing. Well, anyway, that became like a meme on the internet. And I'm a trap because I basically trap straight guys because I look like a hot chick, but I have a dick.
Right.
So they call the general term for transsexual in the internet meme world is a trap. And I was waiting in line and some guy was putting a camera in my face and they were being mean to this really obvious tranny. And I was like, well, I'm a tranny too. And then no one believed me. They thought I was full of shit. So I didn't have boobs at the time. So I just showed my flat chest and they all went ape shit and I became famous.
They thought she was like a 16-year-old girl showing.
Oh yeah. They got really, cause I had no tits. They got really excited because I was in a school uniform, had no boobs. So
Jesus.
Lots changed.
I just had Jim Norton. Texted me real quick. So I'm going to take a picture of everybody. Lean in, Joe. Lean in. Smile, everybody. Okay, great. I'm going to send that to him. He just sent, fuck, I just read this because I sent him a text. We want to come by.
Is he coming over?
Jim Norton might come over. Of course.
I love him, so I'm really excited.
You love Jim Norton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Super funny.
He's going to love you, Matt. Matt, you want a knife?
He's going to love me all over my face.
Matt's gonna have to fucking stab him. He's going to come in like a little...
I mean, this
ask the mouth.
Nice.
On everybody. He'll blow me to get to you.
I'll just show my pictures of me as a little boy. Be like, you see this?
Can
you
I
see
stop?
This? You
can I saw this would fuck me up, okay? Okay, so I got in touch with you, and then I saw this thing on, I think it was Gizmodo or one of those fucking texts.
Okay.
Or Gawker or something.
Right.
And it showed, it said, it had this hot smoking girl, but it was a tranny. No, it wasn't you. It was some other girl.
Oh, okay.
But it showed. This is what fucking.
It shows the pictures of them.
It showed
kid.
Them from their whole life. So it showed them as a little boy in uh-huh. a fucking baseball shirt Aww. With the short sleeves playing with the.
That
truck.
Was me. I was on the t-ball team.
Right. Yeah. And then it just shows him as a fucking teenager. And then he gets and he's hanging with dudes.
Uh-huh.
And then he has facial hair. And he's like, "What's up, bro?"
See, that never happened for me.
I never had hair.
I never got hair. I never got anything. I've talked to doctors and they think I'm more towards the lines of being intersexed as opposed to transgendered, which means because there's pictures of me as a little boy and people go, oh, here's a picture of Bailey when she was a 10-year-old boy. They don't realize I'm 17 in that picture.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I'm like, no, that's me. Like,
and your voice, though, your voice.
Yeah,
you
have
and
a
I
clincher.
Smoke. I smoke like crazy.
That's the clincher. If I could just chime in.
Step in, Joe.
The clincher is your voice because a lot of trannies take the.
Transies? Transients?
That's what we call them.
I don't know what the.
Fucking Bill Bixby.
I don't know what the right term is.
Trap. Call it trap.
Trap.
Trap, right. Tranny, whatever.
A lot of line traps, right?
Abominations of nature.
There's so much to get
the
into.
The voice is the giveaway. The right. voice is the giveaway because they take the pills or whatever the fuck you do, right?
Right, right, right.
And they just sound like they get munchkin voice. And they're like, well,
they sound like they're talking like this all the time.
Yeah.
The tranny voice, he's so good at it. Well, the hormones actually don't change your voice at all. The hormones do not affect the voice. If you're a woman and you decide to become a man, the testosterone will make your voice deeper, but the other way, it doesn't. Doesn't make you... I sounded like this times 1,000 as a boy. And I prayed for a man voice for so long because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And
you
then
silly,
you
silly, silly girl. Why?
I know. Well, because I didn't know I wanted to be a hot chick yet. I was like, why can't I be like all the other boys?
So when did you know? So you're a fucking regular dude growing up. You're a regular boy.
No.
So were you playing with dresses? Did you blow your little friends?
What went down was everyone around me thought I was a girl and I didn't know why.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is so fucking annoying. I'm like, I just want to be a boy. I'm 6 years old. That little boy is being a boy. I want to be a boy. So everyone will leave me the fuck alone and I won't have to keep correcting them.
Right.
It never happened. Everybody, as a kid, I just looked like a fat Chinese girl. And
me too.
Everyone just thought I was a girl. And so finally I just stopped correcting people. And that was my transition. I just stopped telling people
but
I was a
when
boy.
Did, yeah, but when, that's, it can't be, I mean.
15 or 16.
When did you gotta, look at this guys, when I was 15, I didn't want to suck a cock.
I wanted
again,
to suck a cock. I mean, I wanted
a steak. I don't want to blow a dude in a closet anymore.
I wanted to suck too much dick as a kid. So, I have to be honest.
Okay, so when you were a little boy, when you learned about sex, you were gay.
I mean, it was weird. I liked girls as a kid growing up. Like I wanted to see tits, like everyone else wanted to see tits. I liked tits,
but.
I noticed the difference was when I saw a hot girl in a movie, I wanted to fuck her, but then I also wanted to be her. And then I was like, why do I want to be her? That's kind of weird.
Right.
And Jesus, you just made me realize that I'm a transsexual. That's how I feel sometimes.
My transition begins now. I'll hook you up with hormones.
This is a big show.
We'll get the whole thing.
Show.
Listen, look at Julia Roberts has that effect on people. Okay, it's not.
I want to be Julia Roberts. No,
Let me talk about this. But when did you suck a dick?
I was about 16 or 17.
Oh, that's late.
And I had a friend. I mean, I wanted to.
I thought you were going
to
say like 12.
Matt, no, I knew I wanted to.
Matt was later than Matt.
I was like 14.
Matt, you beat your husband. Your husband sucked dick before you. Just to let you know, he wins. Go ahead.
It was weird. I knew I wanted to, but then I had a friend who was like, you're so pretty. And I'm like, we're boys. Boys together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean I'm pretty? And he was like, you're pretty. You're like a girl. And I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So then I transitioned and then him and I remained friends. And he's like, you're like my little brother that became my hot little sister.
Right.
Suck my dick. So I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This lucky cocksucker.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sorry.
Cocksucky.
Baby, I meant just cocksucker. I didn't mean
I was the cocksucker in that situation.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. This guy was like, look, you're my pal, but now you're a hot little girl.
No, yeah.
You're sucking my cock.
He said he wanted to bang me the whole time. It was just weird, you know?
Right.
He's like, you're so fucking cute. Your face is so cute. And I'm like, right. Okay. And then I knew I wanted to blow him, but I wasn't sure. And I thought it'd be weird, but I did.
You wanted to.
Then I never saw him again. But I mean, things went very well for me after that.
So you blew your best friend and then he just stopped talking to you?
He was like trashy. So it was kind of like I got like more interesting people liked me. So I stopped hanging out with him regardless. But right. Yeah.
Now here's the deal, Bailey. Now I'm not even going to ask your real name. All right. Because.
Well, I mean, Bailey's my real name, but when I was growing up, my name was Brian, but the funny thing is, it's not like I went from people being like, hey, Joe, to like being a chick. I went by.
Like I'm going to do.
I went by BJ, a joke in itself. I went by BJ because I was named after my father.
Right.
And I was Brian Jr. or, you know, so I became.
So fucking beautiful.
So I became BJ. And so my whole life I went from being BJ to being Bailey J. So it wasn't like a big like, oh, I used to be called Mike, but don't call me that. You know,
so Bailey J. Is
a derivative of BJ.
Of blowjob.
Of
BJ.
Well, yeah.
Accidentally.
BJ.
Yeah.
Of
I later earned the nickname BJ in my life. So
that's pretty interesting. And how old are you now?
23.
You're 23.
Yeah, you're about to turn. You're 22 technically, right?
I'm 22. I'm about to be 23 in like a
Saturday.
Week.
Yeah. How old are you, Matt?
37.
37.
Isn't that crazy? He doesn't
good
look 37.
For you. Yeah, good you, for you.
Yeah, what do? You fucking drink blood, dude? Why do you look so
I don't
young?
Know. I want to get like a lotion, a face lotion contract.
Is her jizz magical?
Yeah.
It's good for the skin. It's
well, here's the deal, dude. Now, here, let's get to fucking you because I'm sitting here thinking about this is going to be so interesting that you're here. Okay, great. But, dude, it's fucking crazy interesting, too. Like, dude, you're married to a hot. You know, one of the hottest females on the planet. I would
good answer.
That. Well, who's the other girl that you did a video with? Not that I'm watching, honey. I didn't see any. Of these
I mean, I've done videos with lots of girls.
What's the Vanity.
Oh, she was a really. Oh, I'm sorry. She is a really big deal. I don't want to piss anybody off. She's still a really big deal.
Well, Vanity. Yeah, yeah. Vanity was. I mean, she made out with fucking Tyson. Oh, wow. Tyson made out with her. You ever saw that video?
Oh, no. I made out Ron Jeremy, so I win.
Well, he was at the AVNs, right? That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was out there walking through the crowd as Tyson walked by her, saw her, was like, yo, baby, what's up? And just grabbed her, started making out with her.
She's gorgeous.
But he didn't know it was a dude.
Oh, I always tell people because I don't want to end up like a Lifetime movie.
He was in the crowd just walking by like, yo, I'm fucking Tyson. And he stopped like, yo, look at you. And she was like, she was just like, hey. And he was like, get over here. And they kissed. And everybody else was like, oh, dude, you don't fuck it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he didn't even know he made out with a fucking dude.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, with a lot of these other trainees, they'll go on Howard and be like, I haven't had any work done. I'm not on hormones. I haven't done anything. And it's horseshit. They're saying it through a fucking nasally nose job. Like, it's horseshit.
The other girls have their foreheads shaved down, their Adam's apple scraped.
And that's why they don't like me, because I haven't had any work done.
This is the beautiful thing about your work, Bailey, is I said this to you, I think, earlier today.
Yeah.
And it's speaks to the point you brought up earlier about the way her cock looks.
I do have a great cock.
Yeah, a lot of time with a trap. It's you're like I'm in, and then something happens when they get naked. Where you go, they just dude it out way too much.
You see the slug
it's
dick,
too
or
duty.
You see,
something
duty.
About their thighs, something. You know what I mean? Or the
we
shoulders.
Call, we, start
huge Adam's
bed,
apple.
We start calling bed trainees duty.
Duty.
Yeah, there you go.
Duty.
They, like we
they
did
fart
it.
Fart and
we
it smells like cigars.
Yeah, but
I actually don't fart at all. So
you and I actually have a joke about this in my act where I say to me, there's
all right, we get it.
There's a huge.
Just say what you say. You have to tell it.
Because I don't like to work material in like I'm paneling on Leno. And I'm acting like I'm just fucking saying it. To me, there's a difference between a guy that has tits put on him and a girl that happens to have a dick.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
That's a really smart way to put it.
Yeah, she's a chick with a dick.
I'm a chick with a dick. Right.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that fucks people up is that you have a cock. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, and so you have a penis. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you get great tits. Okay, you're pretty. You look like a girl. You sound like a girl.
Right.
But you have a dick. So guys, say a regular guy is going to be with you. He meets you, doesn't know, and then all of a sudden finds out you get a huge mule. That's going to fucking stop him.
See, that's the thing. There's like this idea that I surprise people with it. But the way it goes down is I'm like, hi, I'm Bailey. I have a dick. How are you? And they right. never give a fuck.
Even the Pope. You'd...
Look at me. They don't give a fuck.
If it was the Pope, would you would you change that up a little bit?
Oh my God.
The Pope.
You are Italian. Come on.
That's true. I mean, the Pope gassed Jews, so we shouldn't cast stones, as they
not
say.
Not this one.
Yeah, he cast, he didn't he?
No,
right?
He was just a Hitler youth. He didn't actually kill
anyone. I don't want to be Susan Sarandon. He got out of there and yeah. he did what he was supposed to do.
So,
but anyway.
So, but here's the thing is, Matt, now when you grew up, where'd you grow up, by the way?
Bayside, Queens.
Bayside, Queens, okay. Yeah. And what did you, were you gay?
No,
did
completely you, straight.
You he had a girlfriend when I met him.
Completely straight. Yeah. I had a wife when I met you too, honey. Pack your bags, take half the shit. You like this place? You want
to
get a new place?
You'll never have to put the toilet seat down again.
No, fucking no. I'll get my friend Jim over here. I'll just have him be the toilet.
Jesus. God.
If some, please, somebody tweet, if you're listening, tweet Jim Norton, get him over here, please. Tell he's
gonna I want to meet him so
come,
bad.
He's going to come crash. He's, through this brick wall like the high C
nervous.
Guy.
He wrote, I can't come over. I have to pretend I don't want to hit on her.
Damn it.
So he's trying.
I want to meet him so bad.
Me
so,
too.
I mean, meet as a verb. M-E-A-T. I want to meet him.
Do you want? Here, I'm going to call him. You say hi to him. Okay. Hey, that's him. Just say hi to him right now. We're calling Jim. So hopefully he picks up. But you met her. When did you meet her?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah. Where did you meet her?
In Virginia.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where in Virginia?
Right outside, in Richmond, I think. Or just north, Fredericksburg.
In Fredericksburg? Is it ringing?
Mm-hmm.
Did he answer, or is it going straight to voicemail?
It's not ringing. I mean, it's ringing.
Where did you guys meet, though?
Like, in a hotel.
Like, doing what, though?
I'm a photographer, mm-hmm. so I went down there to take photos of a model, because that's what I was doing. I was shooting for, like, Burning Angel and those kind of sites.
Okay.
And the other girl didn't show up, and I found out that she was this hot model, and I found out before actually I went that she had a dick, and I thought it'd be really awesome to get pictures, because everything I'd been shooting was just naked girls.
Sure.
So I went to meet her for that reason.
Yeah, he shot for like Burning Angel and Suicide Girls and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he was just trying to make the trip worth his while by like, you know, you're cute, you live in Virginia, I'll shoot you while I'm in town. I'm like, oh, well, I assume you know who I am.
Right.
And he had no idea who I was.
No.
So, yeah. And then
did you say, hey, I'm Bailey, I have a dick?
Yes, yep. I did. And then
right
he was
away.
Like,
she always says it right away.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I always
she doesn't try to
I don't want to end up like a Lifetime movie, get drugged behind a truck or some shit. I mean, I'm from Virginia. I'll get killed in a minute. So. Yeah. I was very upfront about
it. It's hilarious because you look more like a girl than Hilary Swank when she is just a regular girl.
Right? She's just like some 10-year-old boy with udders hanging off her. Like, what the fuck is going on there?
Poor Hilary Swank. All right. Anyway.
We have the same teeth. We have horse teeth. Like
no, you don't. You know. All right. So you guys meet. You're shooting her. Do you start dating immediately? Or
no. I was
what
there.
Happens?
Well, my girlfriend was my, for like 4 years. She'd
your
be
girlfriend,
my girlfriend
must be pissed.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. She's fucked.
She must be so like, you motherfucker.
She was like my assistant makeup artist.
She was
really.
I mean, it's not like they had a wonderful relationship. I swooped in and she fucked
no,
off.
No, she has like borderline personality disorder. I was trapped in a horrible relationship with this girl.
So you're in a horrible yeah. relationship.
You fucked his girlfriend.
Except for I the, fucked
except
his girlfriend.
For the, we had three. The only way she kept me was we'd have a threesome like once a year.
Wait, the fuck! Stop the fucking show! Everybody's on pause. Nobody right. gets to talk. Nobody gets to hit fucking play on this conversation. Stop. You are in fucking West Virginia.
Virginia. Regular Virginia. Standard Virginia.
East Virginia.
Fuck. It. You're in a fucking state.
Okay.
You meet her at a hotel. Mm-hmm. You're a photographer in a relationship with the fucking chick.
Yeah.
Who's his makeup girl?
She's an ass. She works with you.
Right.
So she. Now you're you now. You're
I'm
not.
Me.
You don't have your tits, but
no
you're
tits,
you.
Yeah. I had no tits.
No tits. Not no that tits. I saw any of her videos without tits, honey. She.
I was cute without tits. I'm just going to say it. I was like. I look at an 11-year-old Japanese
I
prostitute.
Personally I like it better. Anyways. So your girlfriend would only. She would let you hook up with Bailey, but you fucked his girlfriend.
Well, basically, they had threesomes all the time with models. They were surrounded by suicide girls and models. They would have threesomes all the time. And then she became infatuated with me because she had borderline personality disorder. Right. And she was like, somebody love me.
Yeah, we didn't do anything in Virginia. It was months later.
Later, I came up to New York to see you guys. Yeah, and right. I boffed his girlfriend because she was nuts. And then...
Wow.
Yeah, but then like, and him and I weren't allowed to touch each other because obviously, I mean, I'm really cute. So she was really insecure around me.
Hello.
And eventually.
Right. Hey, Bailey, this is Jim. Say hi to Jim.
Okay.
Jim Norton. Say hi.
Hi, Jim Norton. This is Bailey.
Jim Norton's on the phone right now.
Oh, so you're breaking up. How are you, Jim?
So you actually was with your chick. She'd
That's
fuck
cool.
your girl.
You
yes.
As her.
Yes.
And you couldn't touch her though.
No, not for like the first few weeks. I was just working on learning how to edit videos while they're like dating in the other room.
So your girl was dating Bailey while you were, but she wanted to fuck you.
Her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bailey wanted to be with you.
Yeah, and I wanted to be with Bailey, but I wasn't allowed.
But when did
you wanted to? Hold on. Hold on. Sorry, slow down. Slow down. You wanted to be with her even before she was fully girl Bailey.
She was fully girl then.
I mean, she had boob. She just didn't have boobs.
Yeah, but she still looked the same otherwise.
I mean, I looked, okay. I looked exactly like this, but was flat chested. Yeah,
no
so.
Boobs. But well, you yeah. were still like.
I was very into her. Yeah, totally.
Okay, okay. And then what?
And then, well, what happened? Well, the reason we fell in love was it was my girlfriend's fault because we couldn't really hook up. So we ended up just talking all the time.
Well, Matt and I weren't allowed to fuck around.
We were both really slutty.
Special announcement: Jim Norton is coming down.
Oh, awesome.
He's brushing
I'm so
his teeth.
Happy.
He's brushing his teeth, washing his cock, scrubbing his little hairless asshole. He has the same asshole as you, by the way.
Does he really? Because my butthole is one? Mine is too pink. My butthole is like alarmingly.
I really
pink.
Hate
it's like Pepto Bismol.
I bleach my asshole.
I really hate the line that's forming in front of me right now. Matt was enough of a roadblock. Now Ward's going to be here too.
Oh, come on, Bailey.
I'm just way back in line. Way back in line.
I do porn. I can handle all of you. It's okay.
Bailey, I thought this was going to be our night.
Look at my
whole Halloween.
Wait a minute, Bailey. You want to see a dick? Honey, show her. What if my wife just had a huge cock?
Amazing.
Just fucking put it on your shoulder. Scared the shit out of Matt. He went, ah!
I'd never met a transsexual until like a year ago. I'd never even met one.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never.
No, she's the first one I met.
Yeah, I was the first. Because you were like, wait, aren't you all supposed to be like Vietnamese chicks with AIDS? And I'm like, no. Like, he thought like.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He thought I was going to like give him AIDS immediately. Really? Like, I just rubbing my dick around in some AIDS. Like, oh, hey, I didn't see you there. How are you?
But you understand that the transsexual shemale world.
I hate the word. Sounds gross.
What, shemale or transsexual?
All of it. It just sounds like, hi, I'm going to fucking give you so many diseases. You're just going to puke blood immediately. Like, yeah. it sounds like, hi, I'm here to give you crap. Like, it's so bad.
Well, here's the thing. It's a weird. I mean, you are an exception.
Exception, yeah.
I think the evolution of the female, because you really don't have a lot of hair. It's not like you can grow.
And I'm Italian and Spanish, so that's a feat in its own. Even if I did have a pussy, I don't have body hair. I should be shaving my mustache every day.
You don't ever get a 5 o'clock shadow.
No. Oh my god. And I know girls that I won't say names because I don't want to get murdered.
Right.
I know girls that have to fucking shave their face.
Really.
I've hooked up with girls who were doing a scene, and I'm like, like I'll touch their face, and I'm like, oh my god, like I forgot trannies have that issue. I mean, other trannies.
Because my wife is an esthetician.
Oh yes,
yeah,
like
is.
Electrolysis and stuff. Yeah. Or
I don't
waxing.
Okay.
I don't let her do guys, but I'd let you can do him, her. You can do her.
Him? You just call me him
sorry.
Right now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I have double D tits, and I still managed to get called him.
I didn't mean him. I meant her.
Shim, you fucking monster.
No, I don't let her do any guys because she works in a salon with gay guys come in, and I say, even though they're gay guys, I don't let her do.
Oh really? Wow.
No.
Are you worried she'll fall in love with some guy?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, I just don't want her to look at fucking beautiful hogs all day. Yeah. I wanted to just.
The gay guys are gorgeous too.
I wanted to.
I wish gay guys would fuck me. They're fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, gay guys don't like Bailey.
Gay guys think
sexually.
They hate me.
Because you're too feminine.
They like me on the way that like they like Madonna and like over the top pretty people. They like me, but like as far as fucking me, I think they are so adorable. They want nothing to do with me.
Nothing.
So well, when guys are like, "I'm straight, but I want to have sex with you," I'm like, "No shit, you want to have sex with me if you're straight? I look like a chick." Like,
right. It's not a big leap.
Yeah, like come on, it's guys. They have like okay.
The leap is at the end when he has to wipe his cheek off.
Right,
but let's
because you do like the jizz.
Let's
on
talk
things.
About that first. Let's talk about that for a second, Matt. Mm. I mean, it is a bit of a leap. You know, it's you know, there's still a penis involved.
Well, like
there
pussy's
things,
that great
you know,
to begin
I mean,
with.
What do you mean? Whoa.
No, pussy's wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like it doesn't look like an alien a little bit. I'm just putting that out there.
Pussy's got its hang ups without fucking question. Without question. Pussy's got its hang up.
I mean, it hangs about as much as my balls.
Well, you gotta
some
figure.
Of them do.
Pussy is, I mean, okay, let's break it down. Let's break down sex, okay? With a cock and a pussy. Pussy is a fucking open. It's you literally going inside another human being.
It's an axe
right.
wound.
It feels like the bottom of a starfish if you get in there real deep. It's all little things and nooks and crannies and smells.
I don't even know what the fuck is going on inside
okay.
a pussy. Like,
a dick is just like a fucking toe.
Finger, yeah.
Well, how uncomfortable can you be with a dick? You've had one attached to your body since birth, for fuck's sake. Guys?
Yeah, but it doesn't shoot stuff at me.
But but guys spend their entire life trying shoot. To suck their dick. Yeah. Guys spend their entire lives, or at least their preteen lives, trying to suck their own dick. So when they finally get a chance to suck my dick, they're really excited. They're like, oh my God, I get to find out what a dick tastes like finally.
Right.
After trying to suck my own for 20 years.
Stop. I've tried to suck my own cock. Mm-hmm. I'll admit it.
Every guy has.
Almost snapped my neck.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
I used to be able to, and then I got taller.
Did you find your ears started turning off while you're trying to do
it? Dude, I almost killed myself.
Oh, that would have been an awesome way for your parents to find you.
Oh, my parents. Fuck my wife. We were together. It was fucking last week. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding you.
I never tried to do that. I never
really?
Had an
you never
urge.
Even tried?
No, because I was always like, it'll still be a dick in my mouth.
Oh wow!
Even though it's my dick, by the time you're contorted into sucking your own dick, you don't know that it's your
How
dick anymore.
How can you think I'm cute though? You know what I mean? There will be real pressure for you to blow me if we hook up. Like,
listen,
there will be like legitimate like why the fuck aren't like the thing you guys put girls through? I'll put you through. Like why the fuck aren't you blowing
Bailey,
me right now?
I worked it all out last week in my head, and we talked
it
about it on this
week.
Podcast.
It only
I
said, took a week.
I said no. It took 10 minutes on the podcast as we talked about it. It was just a week ago.
I gotta get this for the podcast.
I did say I have a bit about you in my act.
Nice.
I think I might have heard it.
Oh wait,
well it's only a week old. I don't know if you
can. Oh, then
heard
I didn't
yet.
Someone else did the thing about me and I'm like what the fuck.
But I have a bit about you in my act when I found out we were interviewing where I go we're interviewing this girl Bailey J. She's transsexual. Sorry to use the word because I know you don't like it.
Oh no, I don't like hate it on a liberal level. I just
but I'm like we are getting viewing this girl and I'm like I'm straight I would jerk this girl off.
Nice.
I would give her a hand job. Yeah. I would give her a hand
Dude,
job.
I would fucking suck her ball sack. I do the pop to the and I joke around too be like check this out.
But I also talk at length though.
And there's my wife right there. I don't give a shit. Be a man and admit it.
I talk at length about the
I wonder
dilemma
how your wife
of,
feels about her.
About my yeah, good what question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What finish.
You hate me huh? sometimes.
Finish.
I
my wife.
She's a fan.
She's a fag hag.
Do you find it intriguing?
I think it's
like
think
sexually.
It's cool. Sexually, I don't know. I mean, it's
like, do you like girls at all?
I think girls are.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Stop. We're gonna stop right here, really, for 1 second. I'm gonna let you answer, Matt. And fucking Bailey,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna let you. Do you understand? This could fucking throw my marriage down a fucking road that I can never come home from.
Yeah,
you,
and you know
that?
What? It's upsetting
I'm willing
me
to
too.
Take that risk for some reason.
It's upsetting right. me too because I look at Dawn like my aunt. I come over and she cooks food for me and stuff. She takes good care of me. I don't want to hear my aunt talk about this right now.
I'm on the road a lot. I just want to come home and see fucking Bailey fucking blasting Dawn in the
get
fucking,
her pregnant.
Yeah,
and then you have to
which
explain.
I can't for the last 6 months. Sorry, my fucking.
Are you trying to have a kid?
Yeah, we've been trying for a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome if it fucking worked the way it's supposed to.
I mean, I'm 23. We could just alternate, and then if the baby comes out looking like me, we just won't say anything.
If the baby comes out hot and gorgeous,
that's true.
With a hog.
Big
Now, Matt, let's just get this out. You have a penis.
I do.
Okay.
Matt actually does have a penis.
Okay. All right. We're getting to the bottom of
that'd
things.
That'd be awful.
Here.
Fuck
I have two penises.
You know, no, you don't.
Now, but here's the thing. It's let's just get back to this for a second. There is.
There, will you stop pausing? No, like we're on fucking A&E.
I'm trying.
Fucking Charlie Rose.
I'm
it's a fucking stupid podcast.
I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. I forgot
well,
for a second.
Dramatic. We're all waiting. Like there no. is.
It's yes. Forget it. I can't remember now. You got me all fucking jammed up over here. I can't remember. Anyway,
I want to know, Matt. When was the first time you was Bailey's cock the first cock you sucked?
Yeah, it was first one.
First cock you sucked was Bailey's.
Completely straight.
First time you wanted to suck a cock?
Yes.
And you sucked it?
I mean, I might have had a weird thought in the past, but as far as, yes.
So how do you go, look at dude, how do you go from fucking being with a woman? Mm-hmm. Now, I know, look, she's beautiful. I get it. If I was in a hotel room and I wasn't married, you know, and I my wife's shaking her head, you better say that, you cocksucker. And
literally.
I say cocksucker because I'm from Boston, not the cocksucker we're talking about now. But if I get it. If I saw her and she was like, hey, you know, wasn't like, hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, fucking
what's up,
kid.
Bro?
Dude, you want to suck my cock, kid? That'd be, I imagine imagine a tranny from Boston. Dude, hey, kid, I'll fucking blow you right now. Dude, suck my asshole, you fucking twink.
Stop being a fucking queer and suck my cock.
Right, get open the car door, get in. I'm going to fucking suck your cock. You're going to suck my cock. Kid, fucking yeah. Two times we're going to suck cocks.
And then we're going to get a fucking steak and cheese after.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna go to Kelly's roast beef and suck each other's cocks in the fucking parking lot.
I'll buy you some pizza after.
So how do you go from when you now you all of a sudden you're with Bailey, right?
Yeah.
You're with Bailey. She's naked. You're like, holy shit, she's and her fucking cock is there.
Yeah.
And how do you go from not wanting to suck a cock, being with women, to just saying fuck it and putting it in your mouth? And did he this question goes after you answer that, it goes right to you.
Uh-huh.
Was he awful at sucking cock?
It was because I started to like her before we hooked up.
As a person?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And she's beautiful. And yep. I wrestled with it a little bit in my head.
My
not
penis.
Her cock. The concept, because I went to Catholic school. I have Republican parents.
Like, she has a cock like the snake from Conan the Barbarian.
Listen, I know what you're saying, dude. I'm saying this respectfully because I know it's your wife, dude. I'm not talking disrespectfully. And I respectfully to you as well. I know what you're saying, because when I saw you online, something stirred inside of me where I was literally like, I just accept her for everything she is.
Everyone battles that.
I was like, it's not about whether I want to touch a cock or not. It's just like, that's just part of who she is.
No, I struggled. Like, does this mean I'm gay? What's going on?
Yeah, it was just...
And then it just turned into, she's hot. I really like her. I want to get her off.
We were forced to be friends for a long time before. So he got to know me and realized I'm just like a chick, except for I'm not fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's okay.
So
that,
he... That he liked that. He liked that I wasn't like batshit.
I hadn't been in a long term, like a serious relationship for 17 years.
Well,
that's
the thing too, isn't it?
I couldn't click with girls for long term. We just constantly fight about everything.
And then, so now the first time he blew you, it sucked.
No.
He was good?
Girls are way worse at sucking dick than guys, in my experience. Girls, it's like,
her theory is that guys actually like sex on a really raw animal level.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Guys will smell your asshole. You know what I mean? Like, girls are going to sniff your asshole.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem with me and my wife. I mean, she's right here, but that's the problem with guys. We're taught. And I do this in my act, but I'm just putting that out there. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kidnapping. Baby
shit compared to what this dude's doing. Sorry, we do Smoking the Bandit a lot.
how's that for hot jigs? She's got a dick. How's that for hot jigs?
Holy shit.
So
she got a penis. That's the man act. Oh fuck. Oh.
Junior, when I get home, I'm gonna suck your mama's dick.
Holy shit. So this is a whole new Smokey and the Bandit door we just opened.
Have you ever seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Are you classic. Fucking really?
No, wait, is that the one with Sally Field or is that not the one with Sally Field?
Sally Field and Burt Reynolds.
First of all, you're the only person I've ever heard go, Smokey and the Bandit, that's the movie with Sally Field?
Well, no.
Burt Reynolds really and Gleason are the standouts.
And the Flying Nun is what stuck out in my brain for whatever fucking
reason. You really are a girl.
But yeah, Sally is in it and she's wonderful. But I mean, it's
as wonderful as Sally Field can be with her brittle bones.
Don't
I
you?
Fucking hate her.
Ooh, you take that back.
I'm with you.
I would punch a bitch in the face.
Yeah,
Sally
listen,
Field.
Do me a favor. Don't do a brittle bone commercial because now I feel like you're human.
Right.
And life sucks for everybody.
I don't care about your fucking calcium, you fucking flying nun. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, go spend fucking 10 minutes in the sun a day, you fucking loser.
Jesus.
Drink some milk, you stupid bitch.
Just got really mean about Sally Field.
Fuck Sally
Field.
She
riles me up. Okay.
So
that woman has a pussy and I don't. Who do you want to fuck? That's all I'm saying.
Me and Matt, the conversation, it's linking this way and it's linking that way. Every time you guys are going off, me and Matt are just like, I don't know.
Me and her are the tops. You're the bottoms.
Yeah. Oh, God. It'd be such a fucking dirty
You're
bottom.
My fucking bitch.
Oh, God. I just want to be held.
All right, listen.
My friend Brian used to do this thing, though. So this is when I thought, like, yeah, maybe something's going on more than just chicks in my brain.
Are you gay or bi or something?
No, I'm straight.
Oh, okay.
As a fucking arrow.
Yeah, right. Lie to me.
I, can I stop from you are not. Listen, if Matt didn't exist and he never showed up tonight, you know what you'd be doing tonight? You'd be fucking blowing Bailey J.
I don't think she'd let me. She's out of my league.
Isn't that the worst when a tranny's out of your league? It makes you examine your life.
Okay, let's deal with that. Let's fucking Matt fucking just let this go down. You're married. You got her.
Oh no, but, he's secure.
He's
got it.
Would you? If you weren't married, would you fuck around with Joe DeRosa?
Oh my God, yeah, but that's not saying much. I'm disgusting.
me too. I knew there was a kinship.
Fucking
here.
Love you.
My standards are like lower than the floor right now. It's rough. He buckled down and got married to me because he saw it. He's just like, she's a slut. She's hot. I'm going to marry her immediately. Right,
yes.
Do you let her fucking be? Because you know, look, I talk to gay guys. We were writing this book about cheating. We have a book coming out called "Cheat: A Man's Guide to Infidelity."
Yeah. Okay.
It's a how to cheat and get away with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Done in comedy. It's funny, but it's very real. It's like why guys fuck up, what you do wrong, what you should do, how you can cheat and get away with it. And I interviewed a bunch of gay guys because we were thinking of doing a chapter on gay guys and what they cheat, but they don't really cheat because sex to them isn't emotional. Sex is sex.
Right.
And emotional is like if you're holding somebody and soft kissing them and sending them Valentine's stuff, that's fucked up.
No, but that makes sense.
If you suck a dick in a steam room, it's not that bad. It's okay. We get it. Just don't tell me. Don't bring them home.
Right. Okay. That's why it's more hurtful if a woman cheats because you know it's on an emotional level and that sucks.
I'd rather catch her blowing a dude than fucking holding his hand at the pier.
No, I understand that.
You know what I mean?
That's where my womanliness comes in because I do like a nice cuddle after a bang. I mean, it could be the filthiest bang on earth.
You're
like
such a
nice
girl.
Cuddle.
I don't even cuddle.
When
I have tits and I don't cuddle.
Because you're a dude.
Yeah. I really am. Let me just say, I really am. Right. As much as I'm a girl, whatever, I'm a fucking dude. I have good problem solving skills. I suck dick like a fucking Hoover.
Yeah, sometimes she's horny and just says like, take your pants down, I want to smell your ass, and she'll jerk off
while
smelling
my
ass.
Yeah, or like, please just let me go back from the gym and I'm like, let me smell your balls. Yeah.
See, Don, listen, I might need to go with Bailey. I think because I showered today. Do you know how many times she's woken up and like in the middle of the night my hand is just on the pillow near her face. Did you fuck wash your hand? Because it just smells like ball ass. I was a sleep itcher for a while. I was just itching my ass. And I just wake up and itching my asshole and then smell it. I have no problem with it. She was like, oh. But listen, my point is that do you let her fuck around? Do you guys fuck around with other people? Is it just, now I know you're a porn star, so there it is. This is what you do for work, but do you let her fool around?
We're very monogamous.
We're also really realistic where if it came down to the fact that like the only way our relationship's going to survive is if I buy him a Czechoslovakian prostitute. Mm-hmm. I'm not a moron. I want to stay married. I love my husband. I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that because it would hurt me really bad.
Right.
But at the same time, I'd rather buy him a hooker who doesn't want to get fucked anyway than have him fuck some 18-year-old that's pretending she wants it because she has a point to prove.
Yeah, but so if she wanted to suck somebody's cock or just, you know, have her cock sucked by somebody else, that would fuck you up.
It wouldn't fuck me up, but I used to say it wouldn't bother me, but it would bother her.
It would bother
if
me.
If I did it. And the more we've talked about it, we realize that the potential is there for an emotional connection, even if it's intended not that way.
Right.
So it's a risk.
And it does. Does it bother you when she works?
No, but she really only hooks up.
I only work with girls. I only work with transsexuals and girls.
And it's very rare.
And I'm not sexually attracted to them.
And they don't fuck her. She only fucks them.
So the guys in the video, is that you videotaping?
If it's the guy, I'm the only guy that like fucks her in video. Yeah.
So that's your cock.
POV is me.
You do porn movies too?
I do the
POV stuff with her. Married.
Only with her. Only
so that's your piece.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You get a big piece.
Oh, thank you.
He really does.
And it's always the little ones.
It's always the skinny guys. Yeah.
Your hog is what I'm so glad her hog doesn't look like.
I killed that.
For those of you listening, Matt
your dick is perfect.
I want a really big
one. Listen to me.
I
want to
be able to touch my big kids
with
my own dick.
You wouldn't make money.
You'd be surprised. These guys are disgusting. They're the scum of the earth.
Listen, if you had a big fucking pulsing vein dick. Not that you, I'm not saying that's what your dick is, but
even if it was, you're a man, so it's not, you know.
You have a dick that looks like your dick.
That's like true. Bailey's. It looks like a girl's cock.
Yeah, it's a little fucking white missile.
It really is white. That's why I like it.
Well, it's fatter than it is long.
It really is. It's like 6 inches around. It's a fat dick.
Very fat penis.
Okay, so back to what my wife was saying, you like the dirty stuff, blah, blah. That's the problem with guys. We're brought up that sex is fucking is dirty. Like we're brought up with videos and porn and fucking, you know, look, suck, you know, kill yourself with my dick. And then when girls like my wife are brought up, sex is, you know, sex is bad. Your pussy is perfect. And, you know, you meet somebody in a fairy tale and you wait and you blah, blah, blah. So the women you like or you love, you don't treat dirty. You fucking treat the other girls dirty. So it's hard to treat my wife like the fucking a pig.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So it's hard. So it's hard to, like, you know, I mean, my therapist used to tell me, you go home, eat your wife's pussy. It's like, relax. Don't say eat my wife. Say it another way. He would actually, he would literally say, eat her pussy. I'm like, don't say eat my wife's pussy. I would get fucked up with that. And he would laugh. He'd be like, you're fucked up. See how fucked up you are? I can't even say your wife's pussy and you get all fucking nuts.
Well, I mean, there is a level of, it's almost worse what they do to girls. Because at least they train us to go with our, I say us as, you know, us dudes, to go with our emotions, go with the carnal lust for it. I feel like a girl's approach to sex is different and it's biological as opposed to conditioned, I think. I think girls aren't designed to want to fuck a bunch because a girl's just on a biological level trying to get pregnant even if she says she is not.
I disagree with this theory. Okay. I really
girls
do.
Girls who like sex were molested. They're crazy.
I think...
Like, that's just the reality.
Girls I think who, that... Yeah. I think
they want to get fucked in the ass. They were fucked in the ass and they were 8 years old.
But, or they're convincing you they
here's
like
the thing.
Sex.
I don't
exactly.
think...
First 2 weeks of dating.
I don't think that girls... I think it's all society. I think it's all bullshit. Women, there are the double standards that we have where women hear, if I fuck a lot of guys, I'm a whore. So they're scared to do it. Uh-huh. I don't think that means they don't want to do it inherently. And I think women are actually
Use the word inherently again. I'll fucking punch you
inherently. Inherently.
Fucking big word user. Inherently.
It's not that big of a word, dummy.
It's crazy.
For this fucking podcast, it is stupid. Stop trying to impress Bailey with your big words. She said, yeah, right.
All right, listen. So here's the thing. I actually think that women are much better at compartmentalizing it than men are. I think women are much better at going, I need to shut this off right now. What happened is what happened. I can shut it out, whatever. I think men are much more territorial when it comes to sex.
But now, do you think that's biological or if that's conditioned?
I'll tell you, I think it's biological, okay? And I think, obviously nature and nurture always meet, right?
Right,
but
I
think it's way more nature than we give it credit for. And I think there's stop.
All right,
let
go
Fraser
ahead.
Crane I'm continue, sorry. Okay?
Fraser Crane, exactly.
Stop. Well, I'm just saying.
Stop being so. We're talking about cock and licking ass.
I know. What I'm saying is this, though.
All right, go ahead.
Guys are territorial when it comes to sex, okay? I've had chicks in my life that I banged and I. Treat it like.
And how did that work out? Were they crazy as fuck?
No, just treat it like garbage. Not garbage to their fate, but you go, hey, I'm not fucking talking anymore.
All right,
and then a friend of mine would call me and go, hey, I'm at this place and I met this chick that you kind of fucked one time. Do you care if I go for it? And I go, no, you can't fucking go for it, dude. No. You know what I mean?
But you don't give a shit about her. You kicked her out.
That's
but
bullshit.
That's territorial.
That's you.
Shit.
That's fucking you, dude. Most guys aren't territorial. I'm not fucking territorial. In fact, most girls that I used to date, I used to try to get them to blow my friends.
Well,
that's a whole other thing.
You're exactly.
Yeah, there's
but that's cockholding.
But listen, no, that's that know what it is? It's I think you're a whore. I don't think you're worthy of me. What you really like me, but you really don't. I'm gonna get you to suck his cock, and if you do, I was fucking right.
That makes sense. Will you marry the one that isn't a whore?
Yeah,
obviously.
She wouldn't. She would never suck. You know, she didn't like black people. She doesn't like Spanish people. I'm kidding.
Well, no, but you have respect for your wife.
Well,
you
here's the deal.
You know what I mean?
But that's the fuck up with me is because I have sex and love. Love is you don't fucking get dirty, you don't get fucked up, and then sex is you fucking treat them like shit, you eat the pussy.
We have
you
a happy
the
we
asshole.
Have a happy medium where we genuinely love each other. We have loving sex. He fucks my ass, and we love each other. But like I'm a slut for it. I love it.
Right. See,
but at the same time, I don't need it from anybody else.
We have to be more. We're trying to get like I have to become more loving like her. She likes
that
to be
sense.
Kissed, and she has to become more slutty like me.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I think
but it's
maybe,
a hard.
Maybe your hard wiring is a little different than one another. Me and Matt's hard wiring is so similar,
right?
Because when it comes down to it, I look like a chick. I feel like a chick. I consider myself a woman. Whatever.
Right.
I have dude wiring. I
You like video games?
I know how to. Yeah, well, like that's my point. I know how to hook up. We got an NES. I know how to hook up an NES or
Yeah, I can play Battlefield 3 for 4 hours and she doesn't. Get mad.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And really?
Yeah. Like he can play video games. Like our wiring's just very similar. So I don't get on his shit. He doesn't get on my shit. And we don't cheat on each other. It's really simple.
My wife made, and not even, I think it was subliminal. She made sausage stew tonight.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I didn't even know.
How and, appropriate.
And brownies.
Brownies. Yeah.
I swear to God.
Mine is pink. I stand far away from the brownie.
See, my theory is that women can't like sex evolutionarily. Not now. They can't like sex because if they did, there'd be no survival of the fittest because everybody would just be fucking everybody.
Well, if every Tom, Dick, and Harry could get in there, there'd be no need for...
Evolution had to make women not like it as much, so guys had to fight so they wouldn't be chasing it.
I think religion had a lot to do with
it. Religion does play a part. But I was raised religious, and I'm more horny as a result.
Well, yeah, religion plays a lot. I mean, it's like women, you know, guys, you do this. Women, you do that. Women, you know, you don't... You respect yourself. You're a princess. This is beautiful. And you meet a guy and a prince and a princess, and, you know, they take care of you. And guys, guys were like, you fucking conquer and fucking
right.
You know, choke on my cock. And then we learn what you learn. We learn what my wife, right. Oh my God, you're supposed to treat women with respect. And I didn't know that. And I'm all fucked up.
Right.
And they learn, like, I didn't know I could be a dirty whore because I really want to a little
bit.
So
if you can meet in the middle, you're good.
Yeah, but it's hard to meet in the middle because you're so, you go down these roads and then somewhere in the middle, you got to meet. Because the girls, the sex that I like is fucked up. And the girls,
all guys,
but the girls who like that sex, you said it yourself, a fucking mental.
Oh my God, if I didn't have a dick and I liked sex as much as I do, it was because I was fucking molested as shit.
You know how many girls that told me they were molested by their daddy as they were blowing me, calling me daddy?
Of course.
I kept going,
of course.
It's okay, little girl. It's okay.
Crazy girls lay out the best pussy.
Daddy forgives you.
what's the fucked up kind of sex that you like?
Dude, I fucking pretty much did it all. And then it got to the point where I was, you know, prostitutes and it was the hunt that was fucking... The hunt got to me because regular broads, look, I do comedy, man. I could go out and hang out, go up and do my show, Google-eye some chicks in the fucking crowd, hang out, go to the bar, talk shit, get them back to the hotel room, fucking, that got boring.
Yep.
So then it became the hunt. You know, I used to, before even the internet, I would go into a room, grab a phone book, flip around, and I'd find the massage parlor.
Right.
I would find that one place I knew by the fucking, it's open till 11, interesting. Oh,
exactly.
And then I'd call up, do you do table showers? Regular places don't do that. I know...
Was that where they piss on you?
No. Table showers. The massage parlors where they wash you.
The finest
and they wash
Asian
your
piss.
Ass. Yeah, I used to go to massage parlors a lot. And
you ever pissed in a girl's ass?
I had a girl.
I want
time,
someone to piss my ass.
We haven't done that yet. We're saving it
now that we're married.
I had a girl. This is funny. A girl called me up one time. She's like, "I want you to piss on me," and I was like, "I don't know." My father, my real dad at the time. This was years ago. No, he called on the other line, and I go, "Hang on, it's my dad." And I pick it up, and I go, "Listen, Dad, this is my real dad. I haven't talked to him in 20 years, just 15 years, something like that." I go, "This girl wants me to piss on her. What would you do?" He's like, "Well, listen." He goes, "I wouldn't fucking drink a gallon of water and muster up a piss, but if I had to take a piss, fuck it, go ahead." So
that's gorgeous. That's amazing.
Well, here's the deal: is that I've done pretty much all I've wanted to do. I've taken it to the limit. I've done all fucking crazy shit.
That's important if you want to get married.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
I was
very
done.
Important.
You gotta
I was done.
It. You got
to
get it out of the
I
way.
I was fucking. I was like, okay, I'm ready to. I told somebody this. It's more challenging now for me to become this guy,
right.
To become monogamous, to actually learn how to love fucking the woman you love.
You guys are monogamous?
And you have to...
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
Wow. Well, see, and the thing is, you have to get over it at some point, and that's the way I look at it. I married a 37-year-old that had no problem getting pussy for years and years and years.
Right.
And that's the only person I would marry. I don't want to marry somebody as soon as they turn 18, haven't had a chance to piss on a girl's head or whatever the fuck a guy needs to do. I'm not going to lock that down. They're going to be fucked up in 30 years and still need to piss on a girl's head. So, you know, you just let it get it out of their system. Same as I did. I sucked so many dicks. I sucked too many dicks. I mean, I was like waiting.
She sucked a guy's dick who had a bag sticking out of his kidneys.
I did.
What?
Oh, geez, okay, a colostomy bag?
No, we were dating and it wasn't a colostomy bag. He was gorgeous. Okay. Like Adonis, like so beautiful. And he had a disease that was named after him, actually.
What was it called?
Bradley Bird syndrome. And his name was Bradley Bird, obviously. And
Google it.
He had, I assume it's a thing. Google, he could have been lying. I'm hot. Guys lie to me. but he had like a bag attached to his stomach that had his intestine in the bag.
Oh, I've heard
what
about
the
that.
Fuck?
Dude, he was gorgeous though, right?
But she still blew him with the bag.
But and it's not because I'm a slut. It's because I'm such a good person. I'm it, like, I'm not going to let this bother
Oscar.
Me.
Did he win an Oscar?
Bradley Bird? No, he's nothing. He's dating like a 15 year old
now.
He's
on the Celtics.
He's shit.
Oh, okay.
He's Richmond, Virginia horse shit. Like,
you would think your intestines in a bag would be humbling.
Right? No, and it was for a minute, and then I broke up with him. I broke up with him, and he goes, "You're breaking up with me."
Is he blonde?
Yes, very.
Yeah, he won a fucking Oscar.
No. This kid didn't win shit.
For what, he's, Bob?
He's the guy who fucking did.
Why did he win an Oscar?
No.
Is that him?
He's like 20. He? He's like 20. He's like a kid.
Okay, forget.
He's a fucking moron. Anyway, my point being, he thought I broke up with him because of the bag, but I broke up with him because he was a fucking bore. He was so fucking boring.
But this is what blows me away about you, and even talking to you on the phone for a second, you're fucking pretty normal. Like, yeah. You're pretty normal.
I'm well adjusted for a fucking dude in a dress.
Yeah, and a really hot dress, by the way, honey. I like this dress. No, just FYI.
It's from a thrift store.
That means
is it a shirt?
Yeah, it's a shirt. It's kind of a dress. If I didn't wear leggings, it's a dress.
But it's like you're pretty well adjusted for, like, you know, you said that these girls are a lot of them are fucked up.
Oh,
a lot
my
of
God,
them
yeah.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, walking Xanax. They're crazy.
Really?
They're fucking insane. You think girls who do porn with a pussy are crazy? Wait till you meet a fucking one with identity crisis. They're insane. They're
really
fucking nuts.
And that's a tough position to be in, because we go through it a lot with comedy.
Uh-huh.
Where we sit there and go, you know, dude, like, Bobby and I are very close, and it's like, we're real people, and that's why we're close, and we uh-huh. can kind of recognize how fucked up a lot of the people around us are. And that's tough when you're in your industry, because you kind of feel like a man without a country sometimes, where you go, I fit in with these people, but what the fuck, man? Get your shit together.
I'm
on
sure
some
in
level.
Comedy. Oh my God. Same as porn. You probably meet some fucking dark people. Like,
we're dark. We're fucking
you
dark.
You don't seem dark. I
hear that a lot about comedians.
We're fucking overcompensating.
Look, we're on the verge of fucking just ending it all the time.
Mitch Dice said that Rodney was like the most depressed guy he's ever
That's
known.
What I heard on What the Fuck podcast.
I know a guy that knew Rodney Dangerfield, and mm-hmm. like, he was telling us these stories about him, and they were some of the funniest fucking stories I've ever heard in my life. I was crying laughing at these stories. And I asked him, I go, was this just amazing? Did you just love this guy? And he goes, no, dude. He goes, it was really depressing, man. He was like,
God.
I looked up to this guy so much, and I just saw that he was like a fucking mess. Ugh. And it's like, that's how it is, man. You meet these guys
we're all
that you idolize.
Yeah.
And
it's
you're
a
like,
sad fucking
ugh.
Business, man.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, because we're...
It's like death
we're,
of a salesman. You're out there on the road, and you know what I mean?
No, you go.
What?
Well, I fucking yapped over me, drunk asshole.
I wasn't finished
you
yet.
You were done.
I don't like that's the fifth pair of headphones I've seen you wear on this pod. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't like that you fight. You can't. We get Joe drunk. This is the first time we got him drunk was a couple weeks ago. And it's just not. It's funny, but he just starts yapping. And he'll get mean, too. He'll start getting mean.
Oh, you're a mean drunk.
No.
He's an asshole.
See that face? Look at that
it
face.
Out of me.
Look at the face.
Go ahead.
I love the face.
He doesn't get
Thank
mean.
You. I love the face.
It's not a mean, like, oh my God, he's gonna beat me up because I'll fucking kill him. No, it's Joe mean, which is fucking annoying, grumpy face.
Yeah, it's more like an Al Bundy kind of just. Yeah, it's harmless. You're just like, all right, shut up, Joe. All right, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't even know what I was saying, you cunt. Oh, fucking Joe.
You were saying that-
I'm saying that comics are fucking. For the majority, we're fucked up. And this is what people don't get. We make fun of each other. We trash each other. Brutally honest. But when you live a brutally honest life, when you're always fucking analyzing, taking shit apart, and being honest with people, saying, dude, what's up with that fucking shirt? Nice face. You got fucking stupid eyes. Or, you know, whatever the fuck you do, it fucks you up, man. Because... most of the world doesn't do that. Most of the world, women, when they come out and they hang out together, oh, you look great. Really? You like this?
They're thinking some shitty stuff, though.
Guys do the same shit. They do it, but people...
they're just verbal with it, I guess.
People aren't... but yeah, but most people don't... you know, they won't trash each other, make fun of each other. They don't, they're not as honest as each other. There's something about being honest. Like
it's
if Joe's saying that he wants to fucking suck your cock, there's something, it doesn't make him go, you're a fag. It makes me go, you're fucking brilliant, dude.
That's the thing.
So
when
awesome.
When we decided to come on the show, we were this, that's the mindset we were hoping for. Because you can have the mindset where there's like a Artie Lang or whoever who's unwilling to budge an inch. I'm just using him as an example. Obviously, I'm sure he could not be the person I'm referring to specifically. But someone who will not budge an inch on the right. subject. You know what I mean? Where
right.
I was supposed to be on Howard a few months ago.
Right.
And I was informed like, oh, you know, Howard's going to be cool. He's going to think you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Some other people who could be on the show could not be as
like
nice.
Ralph would be like that.
Well, yeah. And no, and I obviously I can hold my own. I'm funny. I don't take myself too seriously. I'm like, whatever about
you're
it.
You're fine. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're fine.
But at the same time, I don't want to go out of my way to fly. Cause at the time we were in Vegas, I don't want to fly to New York to have some guy berate me
sure,
and right. tell me like, yeah. I would never suck your dick. And it's like, dude, I didn't ask you to suck my dick. I would never let you touch my dick with Bailey, a 10-foot pole, you piece of shit.
Bailey has stories, lots of them, where she'll be at a bar. This is a long time ago. And
yeah.
And guys will come up to her and, yeah. and when the one dude is there, because when there's other guys around, like, I wouldn't suck your dick. And
yeah, like,
as soon
don't
as
think
the
I'm
going
to suck your dick.
Leave,
and I'm just like,
the one guy's still there and he's like, I'll totally suck your
they
dick.
They suck like, they it like wait. A whore. They all do. The ones who protest it the most
right.
suck it like a fucking porn star.
Really?
They're ridiculous. They have a point to prove.
So every... Honey, why do you keep staring at me shaking your head?
No. I'm listening to her and it just kind of goes back to like a lot of the straight guys that I know of that mm-hmm. have come in to the,
right.
to the salon. And
yeah.
how many stories of these straight guys married with families
right.
and it's not just one or two, it's more like, you know, 10
right.
out of 20
right,
right yeah
you know, fucking around with
yeah.
another guy.
All right, well, look at her and nod your head. Stop staring at me.
I had a friend in...
I feel like you caught something. Like you found that document.
I had a friend in college. We went
no,
to...
No, you
didn't. Yeah, I know. I was alone.
Please let this end by you sucking his cock.
No. I had a friend... gay
have
friend.
You ever sucked a dick?
No.
Look
no,
at me.
Damn it.
Stop
no,
it.
I haven't.
Look, I
no,
sucked
I
a dick.
Haven't.
I sucked a dick.
Okay, I have not.
Look at me.
I have never done that. No.
Why
no.
are you smiling?
Because I'll tell you why.
Suck my cock?
No.
Come on.
No, you should be the nice last cock.
Really? Mine would be the last cock? I'm no. fucking taking offense to that.
I'm joking, dude.
All right. Well,
it'd be the first cock.
Thank you. I got it.
Not the first.
You suck I got a nice cock. Yeah. Baby, do I have an all right cock, right?
Listen.
Could you fucking say it with the I didn't ask if you
awesome. I can't wait to suck it later.
How's that Boston accent? Imagine that being a tranny. I can't wait to suck it later, Bobby. I want to fucking put your cock in my ass.
like Joey Buttafuoco's wife, just like ready to suck a dick.
Go ahead.
What? When I was in college, there was a porn store called Cupid's right near my... Actually, I shouldn't say where in case it's fucking slander or whatever.
Hey,
anyway.
I sucked a dick when I was young.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, cool.
I don't,
like you I wanted to or you were made to do
I
it?
I didn't put that at the end. I was just, I went suck dick. I was young. I didn't know. Yeah, my therapist told
like,
me that
were you like
everybody
six years
did
old?
That.
Was, you, was your dad?
You sucked your therapist dick?
No,
what you
no.
What did you just
I
say?
I didn't want my therapist told me that it was okay. Back then when you don't know if you with your friends or whatever, you circle jerk or whatever, I blew a fucking dude for a steak. Everybody knows. I talked about it on
Oh, wait, like literally? I thought you were joking earlier. For
no,
a
I
steak?
Blew a fucking dude. He had his fucking
How
steak.
Old were you?
Well,
I don't know. I was young, though.
You know what,
it had
every,
to be.
Every chick can say that.
I think I was.
Sucked a dick for a steak.
It had. Yeah, my wife fucking.
Yeah, I tell it to half the girls I take out for steak.
I've sucked a dick for a load in the mouth, so I can't say shit.
How like, many how many times have you sucked a dick for a steak, Matt?
I never have, actually. No, with hers, I've sucked her dick for steak.
Yes.
I want to make a point to what you were saying, though, about.
Cook.
When I was in,
do you? I'm sorry.
Jesus,
it's just, this is the best podcast ever. Do you understand?
I
this
know.
Is the most. There's interesting shit around every fucking corner.
Well,
Matt talks. I want to talk to him. I want to talk to her. I want to find out about you. If you'll suck my cock, my wife's fucking gonna suck my dick later, and I'm gonna fucking pretend she has a cock. I don't know. There's all kinds of great shit happening.
This is like one of those fucking 30-something parties that goes wrong. Yeah, got a little weird last night.
This
guys,
part. First of all, I'm letting people know right now. Stop with. This is going to be a two-parter. This
oh,
is,
nice.
This is going to be a two-parter. This is going to play on Monday, this first part, and the other part's going to be on Thursday because fucking Norton is minutes away. He's finding a spot.
Right.
We might have to find a mic for him somewhere. I might
he
put a chair
mine.
Next. Okay, you guys. Okay. All right, I'll share. You guys will sit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to smell Norton's breath.
My God.
So,
all
right, so you can he can share it with you. Can you put a chair next to him?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
There you go.
All right,
so you had a friend in college.
No, when I was in college,
you,
there was a porn store near the college that had booths in it. And they had glory holes in the booths.
Oh, wow.
And I had a gay friend. And he would always go, I'm going to the booths. I'm going to the booths.
Oh, I bet he is.
And he would go, creamy goo, creamy goo. Going to the booths. Oh, creamy goo, right? Because he would go up and blow guys. And we asked him one time, we go, who are the guys? Do you meet other gay guys up there? And he was like, no, dude. Every guy that blows me is a fucking married guy. I see the wedding ring.
All the time. Whole,
every fucking time it's a married guy sneaking off. So it was just to speak to your point before about... You know, as soon as everybody leaves, all of a sudden it's cool.
Everybody gets gay.
I wonder if guys,
themselves.
Do you think married guys do that because they feel less guilty about it or because they want cock?
The reality is I think we live in a world where it's easier to be married to a woman than it is to be married to a man. And up until recently in New York, you couldn't be married to a man.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like that happened like the month after we moved here.
If I didn't look like this and I had the urge to suck dick, I don't know what the fuck I would do. I'd lose my shit.
You'd be in a tight spot.
I would be.
You know?
I'm sure you could find
some. Or some random stranger would be in a tight spot.
There's always a dick.
You forget it when you live here, too, because even though they just legalized gay marriage here, I mean, it was still a pretty openly gay town to live in. It was okay.
Right.
But, you know, and I would always say, I definitely have friends where people go, that guy is gay, man. And I always go, why didn't he just come out of the closet? I don't understand. Just be gay.
Yeah, New York especially.
And they go, you just can't. And then you go on the road, and you go as far as Pennsylvania. Where I'm from, and you're like, oh, now this is why people can't just be gay, man.
See, and that's the thing. I'm like, I think a lot of transgendered people, especially if they look like the gender they're trying to be, they get as far away from the gay community as possible because they don't want to be. They don't want to be a social pariah. So if they can pass for female, they'll live their life as a female. I married a heterosexual man, but I'm still a huge advocate for gay rights. Same way I'm an advocate for black people not being treated like shit. It's the same thing.
Which is
why it's so funny that a lot of the black vote goes against gay marriage. Because I'm like, dude, you were the gay people 30 years ago. Like, just be nice.
Yeah. It is always odd to me when I mean, look, it's bad enough when regular, not regular, meaning like white.
Regular, you know, normal people.
Normal people without cocks and pretty faces.
I didn't mean
we know
it
what
like
you
that.
May. You racist, okay?
But the majority, for lack of a better term, it's bad enough when people that weren't oppressed are anti-gay. But it's so weird to me when I see somebody of a minority
being against another minority.
I'm like, guys, this is shitty. Like, what's going on right now? We shouldn't do that anymore.
I mean, I guess we have to keep in mind that minorities and maybe lower income households also tend to be very religious, and religion obviously doesn't super shine on homosexuality and being transgendered and blah blah blah. I'm surprised the fucking Westboro Baptist Church hasn't tried to ram a crucifix up my ass yet.
But I also think it's shit rolls downhill. Yeah. So it's like, hey guys, you think we're fucked up? These people are way more fucked up than we are. This smaller group of people that fucking pick on them.
It's like my husband diddled my daughter, but this chick has a dick, and it's
right,
just like,
exactly.
Well, here's the thing though. Okay, all the politics are great. That's great. Listen, when you suck a cock, no, I'm kidding. here he is, Jim Norton. The dog
Jimmy!
Will bark. Shh, the dog. Shh. You excited?
I'm going to sit on that face like... No, he seems cool.
He's a great guy. Here he is. Jim Norton
here
is coming in. My wife is going... He's going to be so disappointed when he sees my wife walk out.
Oh.
A regular chick.
Her dick's
out. Shh. Wasn't that a funny episode? Well, part two is coming up Thursday, so make sure you come back Thursday to iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Glory Hole or my app, whatever the fuck you use to check out You Know What Dude podcast. And get part two. That's where Jim Norton enters the fucking fray and things get a little more fucking interesting. So make sure you come back Thursday for part two of the Bailey J podcast. And a little reminder, a tribute to Mike DiStefano is this Wednesday night, November 9th. This Wednesday. You got this on Monday or Tuesday. So this Wednesday, November 9th, Tribeca Performing Arts Center, a tribute to Mike DiStefano. Me, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Eugene Merman, Colin Quinn, Roy Wood Jr., and a special guest, whoever the fuck that is. It's this Wednesday night. Go to laughstub.com for tickets, Cringe Humor for tickets. It's a very special night to celebrate and raise money for Mike DiStefano, a guy who passed away last year. Hilarious motherfucker. So check that out. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy.
It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit, and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening. Do 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 do.